HQN Books and Harper Audio present The Cliff House by Ray Ann Thane, performed by Georgina Marie. 1. Daisy. A man was staring at her in the oral care aisle. A gorgeous, make-your-ovaries-shiver man. Though it taxed her considerable powers of restraint. Daisy Davenport McClure did not stare back. She wouldn't give the stranger the courtesy of knowing he had rattled her. She couldn't help feeling discombobulated, though. Dark, wavy-haired, green-eyed strangers did not stare at plain, boring her in the grocery store. Or on the street. Or in a car, or on a boat, or a train, or anywhere else Dr. Seuss could have come up with. She simply wasn't the sort of woman who drew that kind of male attention. And that was exactly the way she liked it. Why was he staring? She was almost positive she had checked her reflection in the rearview mirror when she picked up her sister outside their aunt's house 20 minutes earlier. She didn't remember seeing anything weird. No stray leaves from the yard work she'd been doing earlier, no smudges on her cheek, no splotched paint, no lettuce in her teeth. There was no reason she could think of why this man might be looking at her as if she were his salvation. She almost turned around to head down another aisle. But despite her certainty that she didn't have any leafy vegetable residue in her teeth, she still really needed toothpaste, which was why she was here. She drew in a breath. "Excuse me," she murmured, reaching around him for her favorite brand, the one that promised to whiten, give her fresh breath, and vanquish any hint of tartar or gingivitis. "Sorry," he said, easing back a little. The man looked pale beneath his tan, and she thought she saw white lines around his mouth. Probably hungover. Maybe he was a tourist who had started his vacation here on the beautifully rugged Northern California coast by doing his own Cape Sanctuary happy hour pub crawl, and now was paying the price. He didn't really look like a tourist, but one never knew. She grabbed her toothpaste, tossed it into her basket, and stepped away, careful not to make eye contact.
"Sorry, have we met?"
he asked. His voice was an appealing tenor, with a slight accent she couldn't quite place. Australian, maybe? New Zealand? It was as gorgeous as the rest of him, naturally. "I'm sure we haven't," she answered curtly. While she considered herself eminently forgettable, she certainly would have remembered him.
"Sorry, it's odd. I feel as if I should know you somehow."
"You don't," she assured him, then grabbed a box of dental floss she didn't really need and hurried out of the aisle. It was the kind of interaction strangers had all the time, banal, meaningless, but somehow the encounter left her rattled. He left her rattled. When was the last time she had noticed how long a man's eyelashes were, or the strong angle of his jaw, or the little indentation that hinted at a dimple? Longer than she could remember. That she had focused on those features of a stranger who was probably wasted did not say much for her taste or her wisdom, two things she usually took great pride in. Edgy and unsettled, she tried to put the guy out of her head and went instead to find her sister so they could finish their shopping and make it back to their aunt's in time. As Daisy might have expected, she found Beatriz in the magazine aisle, leafing through a tabloid. Her sister might be a 28-year-old divorced mother, but she was sometimes a teenage girl at heart. Now, Bea was a woman that someone like the tipsy stranger in the toothpaste aisle would notice, with her dramatic dark curls, the little pierced diamond in her nose, her perfect makeup, though she wore it a little heavy to Daisy's taste. Everything about Bea drew attention, from her clothes to her hair to her wide, generous smile. Bea had been boho...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?